When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
Buck, with a good point about youth sports parents and fights in the break, he said, you know, because we were asking, like, what sport has the most problems with fighting and
just
douchey behavior?
Jackassery.
And we were saying probably high-T football, but it's so hard to say. He was saying it probably doesn't matter the sport as much as where the games are played, like certain areas of town.
I'm guessing, like, if you're in Long Island... I don't know why, I just think of Long Island as just ready to throw down.
Long Island hockey fights.
Yeah, no matter what. Hey, bro, hey, don't come at me. Like,
well, what
Dorchester.
About Boston?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Long Island, like, what if a Long Island Little League team played a team from Dorchester? Would it matter what it was?
Hey, they don't let them play.
Probably get some nice lacrosse fights out there, too.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
So this is a local youth sports scandal that was brought to my attention by a friend of mine.
I love a good youth scandal.
Well, there was a fight. He said the assistant coaches ended up getting in a fist fight. I haven't read anything about that, but that's what he said. And the situation is this. These are fifth graders, okay? So I don't know how old that is, but that's not old.
Yeah. Fifth graders would be like, what, 10, 11 years old, I think?
Okay, 10, 11. They have a rule in their league where if you are up by 35 points or more, you forfeit the game.
Okay. Sounds about right.
So they don't let you run up the score.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So this is a game between Nelson and Clackamas, and they are bitter, fierce rivals.
It's just like when the Riverview Roadrunners.
It's not funny, Jason. They are.
We went toe-to-toe with, like Ellsworth, like the Mill Plain Rockets. Man, just throw out the records when those two titans get together.
Well, this happened this past weekend. Clackamas, in the fourth quarter, is down 35-0 to Nelson.
All right.
Now, remember, there is a mercy rule.
Okay.
If you go over 35 points...
It's over.
Well, it's a forfeit.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
So, Nelson, the losing team, is at their 35-yard line in the fourth quarter, and they have their quarterback run backwards and take a knee for a safety.
Oh, so they can run more plays.
No, so they are now down 37-0, and the other team forfeits.
Yes.
Oh, I did it backwards. Yes, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, how would you describe that?
Boy, that is some cowardly sons of bitches. So I misunderstood. It was under my impression that if I'm up 35-0 and I score to go up 42, that I make the other team forfeit. They have to quit.
No.
But this is like in softball where if you hit too many home runs and you hit another home run, it counts as an out. Right? So they're saying
you have to call off the dogs. If you keep going, you are forfeiting the game.
Wow.
So the team that was getting smoked intentionally got smoked by more so that they could actually win.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, which is kind of genius.
I thought what you were saying was that somebody went and like made the deficit between them less so that they could play more offensive plays.
Look, I do. Like,
that's kind of genius.
I'm going to say it right now. It's a cowardly move. But at the same time...
Letter of the law.
I'm not even mad. I'm kind of... That would be me. That would be mine. If I was the coach, I'd be like, well, you cowardly son of a bitch.
If
but at the same time...
If you thought that 12-man penalty was impressive, this is 4D chess.
I'd be like, yeah, kudos to you. And by the way, like, we're 10. Like, all right. Yeah, tip of the cap. You say that we forfeited, but everyone knows, dude, we whooped that ass. And next time we play, we're going to whoop that ass again. But I'm guessing that's not how this was handled. Outrage and fights occur.
Apparently the assistant coaches all got in a fight. And I, you know.
Where were the head coaches?
Well, the head coaches are much more presidential. You know, they don't.
Just don't concern themselves with matters like that.
Wow.
Those, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, anyway.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so a lot of the... Now, this depends on which side you're on. This was presented to me as the douchiest move of all time.
It is the douchiest move of all time.
It is quite douchey.
I can't fathom the level of douche.
But I think this guy was caught off guard when I said, that's kind of genius.
Yeah.
I think he was caught off guard by that.
Well, I mean, you successfully stole a win that you didn't deserve.
But,
it's really smart.
Come on. What are you telling the kids?
Well, you're telling the kids we won.
That if rules exist like this in society, you should take advantage of them.
Yeah, I guess it's like you found a loophole. It's a loophole. And who is it? That's what Trump said. He's like, hey, take advantage of tax loopholes. You should do it too.
Well, so I
so
think
is it a battle where everyone else at this point, you just keep taking safeties?
Well, I was going to say, like, maybe... Since the mercy rule comes in at 35 points, you can really only score, say, 30 points.
Yeah.
And then give them the two safeties because they're cowards.
Yeah. But that's then, like, against the spirit of the law, right? But like, I mean, the whole idea
this
is...
This whole rule is bizarre. The rule should be if you score more than that, the other it's just over. It's a mercy rule.
Right. Just end the game.
Just end the game. Yeah. Because the idea is, like, if I score 30 points, I know another touchdown, like, and I'm screwed. I lose the game. So if I get the ball, then do I just have to take knees? Like, I'm so terrified, I just have to take knees, or I have to tell my guy, hey, man, if you break into the open field, you have to fumble at the three.
Yeah, like, make sure you down yourself before you cross into the end zone, because we want to keep this thing going. Like, yeah, it's weird.
Boy, this is fascinating. First off, whoever came up with this rule, you're a moron. It's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Who makes youth football rules?
I guess some numbnuts out
morons,
there
apparently
put this together, but... I hope the coach that did this was doing it just like tongue in cheek. He was like, hey, watch this. And that the other guy lost his mind. He goes, dude, settle down. Everyone knows you won. But the other guy couldn't handle it. And so it led to a fight anyways.
Well, I have no idea whether these schools are good or whatever, but if it affects your playoff seeding and things like that, I can see why coaches would be chapped if they feel like their kids are getting robbed or whatever.
There's no playoff seeds. It's the fifth grade. Were there playoffs?
I wouldn't think so, but I don't know. If people are going to fight over it, then maybe.
Playoffs? Mm. We're talking about playoffs?
Let me just state for the record to everyone playing youth sports right now. It's great, great endeavor.
Sports, don't do this.
Sports is great. Yeah. It's wonderful. Yeah. But I want every one of you parents that spends thousands of dollars to take your kids around and you fly to Vegas to play in these tournaments and you put it on Instagram and all this. I want you all to realize that this is the most unnecessary thing you can ever do in your kid's life. You're trying to make it so that they're in the major leagues. And you're trying to make it feel like a big time experience. This is not going to impact your kid at 12 years old. Get over yourself. Get over the youth sports thing. The amount of focus that you put on this, it's the most ludicrous thing that we do.
Hey, a few sports guy.
It's so embarrassing.
What do you know?
Well, I see it all the time. We're a parent, and some of these parents can't even, I guess, if you've got the money, whatever, man. If this is how you want to spend your money. But I've seen families that don't have the money, that scrimp and save to try to throw it at this, and they take all their vacation and find ways to make it to Spokane, to play on these sorts of things. Also, that your kid can get some sort of, like, half scholarship to a Division III school, that if you just took the money that you're spending on that and just put it in a college fund, you could probably send your kid to school at a place that they actually want to go. It's like, we put so much importance on youth sports, and it just, I don't know where this came from, because I'm telling you, man, 20, 30 years ago, it was not like this.
Someone is saying that at 35 or more, the coach gets fined and suspended.
Fined? Seriously? Get bored.
I don't know if that's true.
Stop it.
But boy, the other coach better pay that.
You get fined.
The $20 fine.
I'll tell you what, if I'm a youth coach and that organization comes to me with a $100 fine.
Are they getting paid in the first place?
I'll tell you what, man.
Nothing's coming out of your pocket.
How about you pick a date that I'm supposed to pay it, don't pay me, and then we'll both be surprised when that payment doesn't come. What are we doing? It's kids' sports. They're 10 years old, for God's sakes. 10 years old.
Yeah.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The guy says, boys, those are the fifth grade football feeder programs for Clackamas High School and Nelson High, which is the newer Clackamas.
Oh, so we know that this really matters then.
Take it serious.
Well, he said, I know. He said, these things, these texts break up. I'm sorry. It says, I know people who work and have kids at both schools. I can assure you they are bitter rivals with level of douche and bitchiness running through both schools' parents and various athletic programs. I would not be surprised if their choirs or drama programs eventually brawl. It's all parents.
Because you live on one side. Hey, you live north of 112th Street. You kiss my ass, Ryan Buckley. You take your speed cushions and your Karen wife and you cram it. Don't come to my side of town.
If you even look at my Labradoodle, it is on.
What are we doing? We just have to invent things to be angry about.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's good times.
It is good times.
Never change youth sports.
Oh, please change youth sports.
Please change immediately.
I say don't.
Forever.
More of it. More of this.
Jeff Ulbrich kind of has a rock beard going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a good, finely groomed, peppery white beard.
Yeah,
salt and pepper. A lot of salt in that, not a lot of pepper.
He's hot.
You got a little man crush. Former NFL linebacker.
You know what I remember from him is him having the very animated fight with Jim Mora on the sideline at UCLA. Do you remember that?
I don't remember
he
that.
Was,
he was the guy that went out?
I think he was the DC. And Mora was, I mean, ticked off about something, and Ulbrich basically wouldn't let it go, and the two of them had to be, like, separated. Mm. It was quite the thing.
Oh, Ulbrich, man, he was a bro. Like, he was a linebacker. He had a mohawk.
The Niners.
I'll bet you him and Solid did, like push-ups and prison workouts together.
Probably.
I guarantee they oiled up, took their shirts off, and did some remedial squat thrusts.
Did you see, that reminds me of the meme that went around of the two duck bros. Did you see that?
The dudes who, quote, almost kissed.
That was so funny. So have you seen this?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
So it came out of the Oregon game with one of the crowd shots. And I forget the play, but...
I know exactly what play it was. It was the play that they called pass interference because there was a Duck player draped on Evan Stewart going down the field. And so Ducks fans were all up in arms.
You mean a Buckeye player?
Oh, that's what I meant. Ducks fans were all up in arms because they thought they deserved a flag. And then the flag came out, and this was these bros' reaction to that. I'll find it and send it to you, Sue, so you have it. Yeah. But it was...
Well, it's really funny because I don't know who sent it, but whoever sent it said, "It's so cute, these two guys trying not to kiss."
And that is kind of what it
looks
like.
It looks so much like that. They're just two bros, yeah. And they're just like, oh, yeah. You know how you turn to your buddy, yeah. Like, high five, great play. Or like, ah, I can't believe it. Can you believe it? Kiss me. We can't.
We're very straight and manly with our manly football. Look, what we need to popularize and make normal is the Dodgers crotch bump. That, if we want to make sports even straighter and manlier than ever, that's what needs to be the new high five, is we all just crotch thrust. You imagine every bro at Autzen Stadium just like, what's up, bro? Let's bump crotches. Yeah.
So
Dodger style.
I now have other sources telling me that the Nelson coach got banned for this. Now, he's the one that took the safety.
Yeah.
To force the other team to forfeit.
He got banned.
So they're saying, I mean, this is just one of my sources. I have not corroborated. Another person says, and this person clearly was there, and my buddy told me as well, that the two assistant coaches got in a full-blown fist fight during the handshake.
God. I love this so much.
Another one
says, an even better example for the youth.
I can't be the only one that sees the correlation between taking a safety for the forfeit win and running a 12th player on the field to burn 5 seconds.
That's it. Ryan Day, Dan Lanny, midfield, let's go.
That was like the first thing I said. They found a loophole, just like Dan. I mean, letter of the law, he's right.
They should just have, like, instead of OT, like, going to the Kansas plan, just have the strength conditioning coaches both fight each other at midfield.
Ooh, I like
and,
that.
And, like, it's a death match.
Do that before the coin toss. Remember XFL had the guys race
there
for the ball
go.
To 50?
Just because you know every strength coach is the same, and they want to fight someone anyway, so just get the high T bros out there and let's go. I guarantee if we look up Ohio State strength coach, it's the same guy.
I did see Wilson Love. He was the one that escorted
Trayshawn Holden out.
Yeah. Holden out after he spat on the guy.
And then he freaked out in the tunnel and started throwing helmets.
I mean, it's no safety for the forfeit win.
No, but you know, maybe it might be time to get some anger management classes there, Trayshawn.
All right, Milli Vanilli is back in the news. Next, here's Buck.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.